Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my good friend, my co-patriot there in the East Coast, well, Midwest, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing today, Adam?
I am okay. I'm good. You know, it's early here. It's not that early anymore. I've been up for like 4 hours already. Couldn't sleep. Woke up early. Took the dog for a walk. The foster dog for a walk. Is that bad that I qualify that every time?
Yeah. I don't know. At some point soon, you'll have a permanent pet, I'm sure. Right?
I'm sure we will eventually, yes. I'm not sure this time only because, there's some changes coming, so we'll see. Anyway, more about that some other time. How are you doing?
This morning has been hectic. It's late morning where I'm at, and it's been tough. I tried to get up early, didn't get up as early as I wanted to today, and had some tricky work problems to try and solve, and then I ran into some plumbing issues. The kitchen is a bit of a mess, and unfortunately, our kitchen sink is out of commission.
Oh, wow.
I hate plumbing. I am not a plumber. I'm not good at it. The drain was clogged, and then one of the two sinks started leaking, and then the other one started leaking, and then a different part of the pipe started leaking. So every time I fix one problem, there's another. We're still unable to wash dishes or anything. It's hectic. So after we do this, I get to go and fix the stupid sink.
That is...
I hate kitchen sink.
Wow. I'm not... I think that's the end of the show. Good being a partner with you. you can hate kitchen sink. I'm just not a big fan of people being late to podcast record.
Freaking weeds.
It's like a marriage. No, it's fine. We're all good people. We're good.
Fun jabs. There's probably people listening who don't even realize that we are
right
jabbing.
And
at each
the
other.
Funny thing is, we do this like over Skype, but we're like next door neighbors. No, wait, I'm kidding. That'd be awesome, right?
Yeah, in a sense. Right. We'd probably talk less.
Yeah, we probably would, yeah.
I never talk to my neighbors.
That's true. I talk, I don't really talk to many of mine either. I was going to mention to you just a quick update on my back. Not that you asked, but just a funny story is I was going down to a meetup in Orange County where the incident happened it's been 5 weeks as of yesterday, which is crazy. And I'm driving down last Monday for the developer Orange County meetup, and I'm driving down and I'm thinking, my back feels really good. I may go down the next day, like on Tuesday morning early, to Newport Beach and go surfing with my buddy Jamie, because we keep talking about going out super early, no big swell, just kind of just chill in the ocean, whatever. And I'm thinking, I can't go surfing. It's only been 5 weeks, and surfing would be the worst possible thing I could possibly do with a recovering torn ligament and a cracked rib. I thought that was interesting. And I don't have a surfboard. No, I do. I have a surfboard. I'm actually selling one of them today. I'm trying to sell some stuff. But so back is feeling much, much better. No more sneezing after effects, meaning I can sneeze normally and at will now. Not at will, but in freedom, not have to hold myself together. And, but it's going to still take another few months. It's been 5 weeks already. It's only been 5 weeks. So the physical versus mental is always the struggle, right?
Yeah.
For any injury. So
mental. Yeah. Mental. Yeah. You know a lot about mental struggles. Anyway, what else is going on?
We have news and updates. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about the news.
All right. So AJ Morris is taking over the iThemes Exchange product line. Now going to be called exchange.com.
Exchange WP.
Oh, exchangewp.com. That makes more sense. Yeah, let me put that in the show notes. I've used Exchange. I did a review on it on Kitchen Sink way back. I'm not even sure how far back. Let me see. I'm curious real quick. What do you think? I mean, did it catch you off guard at all? Do you care?
Oh, definitely I care. I mean, I'm all about e-commerce, specifically WordPress e-commerce, because that's my day job. So I'm very, very closely following everything that happens in our space.
Right.
And iThemes Exchange is on the list of, I guess you would say competitors to the product that I work on. though we have great respect for that product and everything else in our space, and there's great use cases and reasons why customers use it and love it.
Right.
So I follow it very closely. I still don't have a lot of detail about what's going on here or why. Yeah. Adrian Morris is still employed by Liquid Web, as far as we know. I can tell.
Right.
I haven't had a chance to talk with him about it. So I'm curious whether he's going to be maintaining this as a side project, or whether he will be leaving Liquid Web, or whether it has something to do with Liquid Web, which is making all kinds of crazy moves these
right.
days.
They're the acquisition king at this day and time, right? Seems like
they are just snapping up people and products left and right.
Right, and just for the record, I did do a review on iThemes Exchange for that exact reason of the e-commerce, you know, plugins reviews way back. So I did the review on Kitchen Sink back in episode 47, which was January 19th, 2015. It's been a long time. I may update that in the near future, you know, because things change. So
yeah, it's interesting. And I remember Corey Miller, the founder of iThemes, talking a little bit about lessons learned and just really alluding to the fact that there were a lot of hard lessons learned entering the crowded e-commerce space with a brand new product. That was tricky for them, and ultimately they obviously decided it wasn't their future. They have other products which are growing really well, their flagship product Backup Buddy and
right.
and a few others that are doing really well. And it's not surprising to see a company like them decide to double down on what's working and let go of some other things that maybe are just a distraction.
Right. Yeah. Well,
we've done the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, and best of luck to AJ with it. And I'm sure it's a good move for iThemes and team there as well. So,
heck yeah.
Also in the news, Lyft UX was acquired by 10Up. I read that. I don't know. I know 10Up. You know, I don't know Lyft UX. You know the guy who ran that, right?
Yeah, Chris Wallace, and I think he has a partner or something, but we met as Pressnomics. He was on my show, and we had a lot of conversations. He has a great personal story that's very inspiring and moving, so maybe check out that episode of my roundtable show where I talked to him. But when we chatted, he alluded to the fact that something's in the works, and you'll know who it is, and there'll be an announcement coming, and by golly, he was right. Here it comes. They're joining the big agency. And Lyft UX has been doing some cool stuff. They have a lot of really great brands in their portfolio. And I think it's going to be a good blend.
Yeah, cool. Hey, and when you have a chance, we'll put a link in the show notes there for the your roundtable interview with Chris.
Sure. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, and because I just linked to the review on iThemes. So anyway, it'll be in the show notes, people.
Okay.
All right. What else? People on the move. No one's really moving this week. So we have a week off of new people. People going to different companies. You know.
Well, I guess you might count the Lyft UX team.
Yeah,
they all have new jobs.
Sort of, but they're doing it. I don't know. I don't consider that. I think we look more for the individual, you know, segments there, I think. I don't know. So anyway, okay. So
yeah.
It's all right. So
next, it's a gray area.
It is a gray area. What are you wearing? What are you drinking? What's you reading? Actually, I added reading to this because we haven't done this in a while. And I know you like to read, but I know you don't read a whole lot lately. You've been so busy. But I wanted to add something in here. So wearing, what are you wearing WordPress space-wise?
What you got? Right now, I'm rocking a Rocket Genius Gravity Forms Wapoo t-shirt. One nice. Of my favorites.
I have that one too. It's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a really good t-shirt.
What are you drinking?
I am sipping on some water.
Wow.
And I'm also nibbling
on
some fresh raspberries and strawberries. The raspberries we just picked from our garden.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. I am rocking an iThemes hoodie, of all things. You know, it finally cooled off in the mornings here. Like, it was actually cool this morning, about 4:45. I took the dog for a walk. So I'm wearing the iThemes hoodie, drinking some coffee, good old-fashioned Starbucks, tall blonde. blonde roast. I just get the tall size, whatever. And I'm actually reading. I wanted to mention this because I just saw this at the library. I went to the library, picked up a book, and I found another book just by chance called The Revenge of Analog, Real Things and Why They Matter. It's by David Sachs. We'll be linking the show notes there as well. But it's interesting, just the concept of having physical things back in our hands versus everything being so digital. And I thought it'd be relevant to maybe mention that on this show as a podcast. But Analog matters. It's coming back. It's back. It's never went away, right? The fact that you can touch and feel things, I think, is important.
I don't know about that. I'm kind of a skeptic.
Are you?
I am a digital fellow.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. I guess, you know, we all have our crosses to bear.
We're all entitled to our opinions.
I don't know if I've ever said that in my life before. That just sounded weird. Anyway.
That's ironic.
It is. Yeah. So, hey, anything else you want to do? Are you reading anything? Anything noteworthy of reading? Digital or actually, the thing is, it's the book. I'm actually reading the physical book, by the way. Okay. So
I'm reading the physical book. Return of the King.
Really?
Part 3 of Lord of the Rings.
Return of the King. I'll put that in the show notes too. Return of the King. King. Okay. Cool. All right. Yeah, I never read any of those, nor have I seen those movies.
I think this is my 4th or 5th time.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's time. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
I'm not sure. Can you tell me?
It's questions time. That's right, people. You sent them in, we read them, we researched them, and now it's time to give you some options. All right. You're up first. You get to ask the first question after you swallow those raspberries and blueberries that you just put in your mouth.
Raspberries and strawberries, my friend. Whatever. Oh, they're so delicious. I love fruit. Can I say that? I love fruit.
Okay.
Our first question comes to us from Mr. Ian Wilson, who wants to know. Here you go.
Okay.
Ian says, I've set expectations, been diligent in being supportive and setting reminders, but my contractor still has issues with communication. When do I say enough is enough?
Okay. Fantastic question. Thank you so much for sending that one in. And really, really simple. A couple options here. I mean, really simple. 3 options. Monday, 9 a.m., Thursday, 2 p.m., Saturday, 7:34 p.m. That's when you say enough is enough. What, you pick one of those 3. And move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a really clear, cut and dry option.
I think so. Monday, 9 a.m., Thursday, 2 p.m., Saturday, 7:34 p.m. You just got to, you know, got to pick one. And, you know, or
that's
you,
the one.
And that's, yeah, the, that's when. Okay. Or my other option for you, Ian, mm-hmm, is this. When client communication, you know, with your contractor communication, puts you in a bad place with the client project, after the first warning, it's simple. You give your contractor a warning, a heads up. Hey, this is not acceptable because your reputation's on the line. So it's time. You get. I say, you know, you give them a warning, see if they can come around and fix it. If they can't, that's it. Hire slow, fire fast. Isn't that the saying? Something like that, right?
Something like that.
There's a saying there. I just think, you know, that's the thing. You have to be on top of it because if you... It's the same thing I used to think about when I was going to debate on bringing in a subcontractor or a contractor or subbing the work out. You have to know right away if I'm going to do this or not. Am I going to do it in-house, myself, or am I going to sub it out? Because if I wait 2 or 3 days to think about it, I'm only 3 days behind the ball. Same thing. Mm. So if it's a timeline, if it's an issue, if they aren't stepping up, and you know, then you put you behind the ball to find someone else to replace it or to fix the problems. So what do you have? Do you have any options?
Of course I've got options. This is an important question and something I've had experience with. So, Ian, what I want you to do here is be suspicious. Okay. You've got a contractor who is communicating poorly or being unproductive or an employee even. You should be looking closely because, and I think you might have this problem, the contractor could be a double agent. I think that this contractor could be trying to sabotage your business. And it's something to be careful about. There, it's a lot like back in 1944 when the CIA distributed the from the Office of Strategic Services, distributed a pamphlet to citizens in Axis nations with simple sabotage instructions. And those instructions included things like taking long breaks, giving long speeches with long examples, and working very slowly, and recommending everything through committees so that productivity is very, very low.
Interesting.
And it just is a simple sabotage technique. Hmm. You might be employing a double agent working for one of your competitors attempting to take down your business one missed deadline at a time.
Wow.
So be wary.
Okay.
Yeah, just think about who your competitors are. One tactic for dealing with this, you could be planting false information about your projects and your prospects. Find out what your clients hate or your prospects hate, and then subtly drop to this contractor that that's what you're going to try to do or recommend. See where that goes. That's one option.
That is one option.
You could also create a penalty slash reward system for your contractors, something that's very laid out, cut and dry. Penalties including reduced pay, extra duties, and public shaming.
Ooh, we all like public shaming. Yeah,
with rewards including more pay, easier projects, and public praise. That's something to consider.
Right.
You got to set.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You agree?
I'm with you so far. I like the public shaming. I really do. Yeah. I have an issue with the added work, because if they're not doing the work to begin with, adding work doesn't really affect them.
Well, let's just agree to disagree, okay, shall we? I think, Ian, you're a smart guy. Don't let these clowns disrespect you. All right. When somebody misses a deadline, when somebody fails to respond to something, that's unprofessional and hugely disrespectful. And I've had experiences with that. It's something to inform a contractor of early that you're not satisfied. I think a contractor may just not fully appreciate how serious some of your communications are. Maybe you have been diligent, but maybe it's not crystal clear that some of these things are time sensitive. So I would definitely recommend, along the lines of what Adam said, communicate that you're dissatisfied. This is not acceptable, and we won't be proceeding with this level of communication.
Right, and it doesn't have to be so much of, it's not supposed to be personal per se, it's business, right?
Definitely.
Friends are friends, and friendship's friendship, you know, especially if you know the person well, or if you've brought in a friend to help you with a project, but business is business, and that has to be stated up front early. And if it's an end of a relationship from a business perspective, so be it, because again, you know, you, Ian, or myself, we have mouths to feed, or, you know, bills to pay, right? So.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important to appreciate that there's no a simple answer to these kind of questions for when. It takes a little bit of experience and a little bit of a judgment call. I've been in situations where both extremes were taken. Where someone was far too lenient, or myself included, and just putting up with being disrespected, or people being unproductive or not communicating a little bit too much. And on the other end, I've been worked with people who were far too strict, very, very rigid. And after maybe the first mistake, myself or other people that I knew, were blacklisted and no longer eligible for any new work.
Right.
There's got to be some middle area. I think Ian's a smart enough guy to understand really where that is.
Yeah. All right. I think we knocked that one out of the park, honestly. That's my take on it. All right, moving on. Question number two. This one's sent in by our good friend Topher. What would you be doing for a living if not this, and why?
Ooh. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah.
If I didn't work at Easy Digital Downloads, I'd go get a job at Restrict Content Pro or Affiliate WP. Because those are other brands within the same company, and I love this team and this company very, very much.
Okay, so you're confident that if you got dismissed from one division, you'd get hired at the other?
Hey, he didn't say dismissed.
Oh, right, okay. Actually, that's what Pippin wanted me to talk to you about that.
We should do this off air. No, don't.
We don't like your communication style. All right.
Okay. What's your first choice?
Well, my first choice, if I wasn't doing this for a living, I'm not sure what this is. Anyway, obviously, doing podcasts and I guess doing WordPress development work and educating, I would be living in a van down by the river.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
that's not really an occupation, honestly.
Okay. All right. So then, to keep
in, be fair.
To be okay. You're right. So then, my secondary choice. You know, you're right. I didn't say where I'd be living. So what I'd be doing. I would undoubtedly want to, you know, work in the same industry as my wife. So I would be an airline luggage handler.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean,
that sounds kind of cool.
You're outdoors, you know, you're pretty physical. Physical. I mean, you know,
you'd probably have to stay away from go-karts and stuff because you wouldn't be very productive.
Right, right.
With the whole physical thing.
And that's one of my options, I think. The other option, of course, would be, you know, a Baywatch lifeguard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That didn't even cross my mind.
I know. It doesn't for many people.
Well, I don't live on a coast, like next to a beach like you do.
Right. No, but honestly, do you have any options for you, anything else besides, you know?
A handful of things came to mind that I could see myself doing professionally and finding fulfillment. Maybe I would be a WordPress plugin developer.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, how novel.
Yeah.
It's like honestly, the best would probably be playing guitar.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so
I could see myself doing that.
Yeah, and also I'm with you on that. Like, go back to like our core things. Kind of, you know, I might go back to photography. You know, I mean, I came into WordPress as a photographer. I still enjoy it. It's creative. Of course, I would love to do more acting and some voiceover work. And I'm doing some voiceover work right now. This is VO. This is not actually my voice. wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. But no, yeah. So, you know, my background was in theater, in acting, in TV, film, I mean, in writing. So I would like to do more of that. If I wasn't doing this right now, I would go back into the creative realm of those things that inspire me, you know, on that side of my brain. So photography, voiceover, acting. So
those are good choices.
Thanks.
I like them.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anything else from you, or are you good?
I've contemplated someday starting something like a co-working space or a microbrewery. Oh, yeah. There are businesses that attract me that maybe I'll never be able to do, but it would be fun. And I daydream about them.
I would also really like to be a philanthropist. I mean, I like to have the money to then help people in, you know, in some capacity, have money, give money away, you know. And I do that. I used to do that in a men's group I was in called the Odd Fellows. We raised money, we gave money away, you know, on those bigger scale things like rescuing animals, you know. But yeah, there's, I mean, can I make a living doing those things? A little harder, you know, so maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite at that point.
But, right. So, yeah.
That does sound fulfilling.
It does. So, it does. Yeah. All right. Last question is for you to ask. Do you want any music with this one? Or are you good just reading this? Do you want to read the whole thing?
Yeah. Let me just. This is a really good question coming from a stranger, someone we don't know.
Yeah.
Was emailed over to us.
Right.
All right. So here's the question.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Zainab Malouk, 19 years old from Syria. I got your email address from your country online email database directory. Please, can you help me to transfer my inheritance of US $45 million from a UAE bank to your account, and also help me to invest in any viable and lucrative business, and I will give you 40% for helping me. If you can handle it, please reply only to my private email address. I wait for your reply. Regards, Miss Zainab Malouk.
Okay. Well, thanks for the question. Zainab, miss, I guess. She's 19. So, no, I can't. I don't have an option here because I only work with those who have $65 million or more.
Oh, wow.
That's my threshold. My minimum threshold is $65 million to help do any transfers because it's just not worth my time otherwise. It's not worth that percentage, that 2.9% from PayPal, the plus 30 cents. I mean, no, I don't want to lose that much. You know, I just no. Nope, sorry.
You're pretty savvy. Yeah, you're really showing it. Like, these are things I wouldn't even have thought of. You're better at business than I am.
Go on. Do you have an option here?
I think that I do know of some great business opportunities that Zainab might invest in.
Mm-hmm.
I do know of someone who is considering something. It's going to be a fork of WordPress called Drupal,
right?
Drewpal. I am really projecting a big time success.
Right. That was from last week. That was from last week's episode. Yeah, that's a smart idea.
Or hey, maybe invest in kayak.com for pedicurists.
Oh, what would you call that?
I think kayak.com for pedicurists.com would be the best.
Man, you are quick on the draw. Said nobody ever.
You suck.
Yeah.
Besides investing in those opportunities, I can't think of anything more lucrative than starting up a new WordPress form builder or a page builder, or maybe a form builder / page builder in one.
Call it WP Form Page Builder.
Yeah, maybe throw in some e-commerce you could enter the three most crowded markets in WordPress with a new product. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It can't fail.
Yeah. I mean, the other option is, you know, technically this podcast is looking for a sponsor.
There you go. We'll take 40% of 45 million. You could sponsor half an episode.
Yeah, for that. That would be that would, actually they could have sole sponsorship for the rest of the year. Honestly. And that would be the bare minimum that I would work with her on if she sponsored this podcast for the 40% of 45 million. Yeah.
Right.
Because I mean, I'm only gonna get 50% of that to begin with.
I mean, right, yeah, that's true. We got to split that equally.
Right. And so whatever that math.
We do equal work for this show.
Do we?
Of course. Yes, that's what we maintain.
What color is the sky in Michigan?
Oh, shoot. Well, anyway, this was a great question, Zinab. Feel free.
Yeah.
To send us more wonderful. Questions just like this in the future.
Right, absolutely. So, well, I think that's it. I think we're good there. I think we beat that to that horse dead, something like that. So you want to wrap us up, as you always do?
As I always do. Oh, so well.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for sending in these great questions, Ian, Topher, and Zinab. And we want to answer your questions, dear listener, on a future episode. We have some in our queue, but we need yours. You have problems. You have things on your mind.
We got
concerns.
Options.
We've got options for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Serious options. So email them to us, questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Go to our website and use our voicemail feature so we can play your beautiful voice on a future episode. Hit the speak pipe button, which is on every page, or use our contact form to submit something anonymously, getoptionspodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Kyle Maurer and our podcast as well at getoptionspodcast or something like that. get_options.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where we're at on Twitter.
Yeah. And I'm over on Twitter at Hey Adam Silver, also at Kitchen Sink WP. And lastly, I wanted to mention that if you're going to be on the East Coast next week, by the time you hear this, Kyle is going to be speaking at WordCamp Boston.
Woo. So, yeah, that's right. FYI. I'm going to be on a panel for freelancers.
Nice.
On Sunday. Next week in Boston, right. And we're going to actually extend our stay there. My wife and I are having our 8th anniversary.
Wow.
We're going to just hang out in Boston and do some fun things.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, and go do some awesome things out in the WordPress space. All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.